Okay, let's begin, guys. Chesamid Beis, okay, by the two dots, okay? Let's see inside. The Gemara says we left off with the topic, Lamaisa. You put on the chat for everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, whoever's not here, we got to make sure they're here. Tanur Rabbanan, it says in the Braisa, Eved Shevi Gito Vekasubo Atzachav Nechase Kinyiloch Atzmo Kona Nechasem No Kona. Yes? It says in the Braisa, an Eved Kanani that delivers his Get Shichur, his own Get Shichur, and it's written in there that yourself and your property are Kinyim Lecha. Yourself and my property are acquired to you. Meaning to say that the Eved Kanani gets himself, and he also gets his what? The property of the master. That's what the document says. The document says that he gets himself and he gets the property. So what does the Braisa say? It says, Atzmo Kana, Nechasim Lo Kana. We make a split. What's a split?
That he acquires himself.
He acquires himself. Excellent, but he doesn't get the property. Well said. Let's look at Rashi. Okay? Everyone got Rashi? Let's look at Rashi. Rashi is Eved Shehevi Gito, Mimedina Sayam. And Eved brings his own Get Shikra from Medina Sayam, the Sarach Lomar, Befane Nechtav. He has to say, Befane Nechtav, Ki Isha Hamevia Gita, like a woman that brings a Get. Darminim Masnissen, Echad Gite Nashim, the Echad Shikhur Avadim, Shavul Lomolich Lomavi. It says in the Mishnah that both Gite Nashim and Shikhur Avadim are equal to Molech Lomavi. What does it mean equal to Molech Lomavi? What does equal mean? What does equal to Molech Lomavi mean? That they're chayiv in what? You're chayiv in what? B'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav. That's correct. So Rashi says that the case is that you said what? The case is that you said b'fanei nechtav. Now, did the Gemara say that or not? You guys tell me. Did the Gemara say that? No, it didn't. Rashi said that. Rashi said that's the case. Okay? So it comes out that the Befanei Nechtav works for being freedom, but it doesn't work for what? Doesn't work for the property. So Rabbi Kivager says the following. Let's get it down. What happens if the master himself made the Eved Shliach, and he said to him, I don't want you to be free until you get the Beis Din Ploni. Like the Gemara says later on, a chavdal ma for a woman. If a woman brings her own get, she gets divorced when she gets there. And the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch quote this din. So it comes out that, I want you to get this down, Rabbi Kivager says that we're talking about the Adon made the Eved a Shliach, according to Rashi. And if the Adon made the Eved a Shliach, that means that what? When he gets to a certain destination, then he will become free. When he gets to that destination, he will be free. And that's, we find a model for that in Gittin on Chavdal Amraf regarding a woman. Okay? So Rashi identifies the case as being Mefanei Nechtav, yes? Even though the Gemara didn't say it. And we're talking about a case where Rabbi Kivager says that the master made the Eved a Shliach. So the Tosis Rid asks on the following Kasha. The Tosis Rid asks, if a woman that delivers her own get, she doesn't have to say b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav. She doesn't need kiyum because mishumi guna. Only when the baal makes a shliach do you have to say b'fanei nechtav. Here the eved is bringing his own get, and it doesn't mention that the baal made him a shliach. So mistami is already what? Mistami is already free. He's already free. He doesn't need kiyum. So what are we talking about here? Rabbi Kivager said, the Tezrid asked, if a woman brings her own get, she's already divorced. She doesn't have to say b'fanei nechtav. She doesn't need kiyum. Only when the baal makes a shliach do you see b'fanei nechtav. When the eved is bringing his own get, when a woman brings her own get, you don't need any kiyum. So that's a great kasha. Tezrid asked this kasha. Did you see the Tezrid? It's on the daf. Tezrid says, I don't understand something. If the woman herself is bringing what? If the woman herself is bringing the get, then what? Then there's no need to say what? There's no need to say b'fanei nechtav. There's no need to say b'fanei nechtav because mishumi guna, akilevei rabbanon, You don't need what? You don't need Farinaktiv. You don't need Kiyum. We hold Mishumiguna. So if you hold Mishumiguna, that's only when the Baal makes the Shliach you have to say Farinaktiv. Here the Eved delivered his own get. It doesn't mention that the Baal made him a Shliach. So Mishtami is already free. So you don't need Kiyum Mishtar. You hear the Kasha? That's a rich Kasha. So the Rambam writes, if you look up the Rambam on this halacha, in Perek Zayin Halacha Beis, the Rambam actually says, Perek Zayin Halacha Beis, he says like this, he doesn't mention at all Bafani Nechtov. And Rabbi Zalman Meltzer and Shmuel Rozovsky say that the Rambam is learning like the Taisis Rid. The Rambam is learning like the Taisis Rid and the Kesef Mishnah. Yeah, the Rambam is learning like the Taisis Rid. He says that it cannot be a situation of Bafani Nechtov. It's not Bafani Nechtov at all. The guy just delivered his own get, and that's it. And the Kesef Mishnah quotes Lashon Rashi. Chazon Ish says that the Rambam's talking about whether he delivered his own get after he was free, or whether he's going as a shliach. It can apply to both situations. You can apply it to both situations, halacha l'maisa. So it comes out, when you learn this b'raisa b'feirish, halacha l'maisa, it says b'feirish l'maisa, that we split it, that the guy goes free himself, and the property is here. But it doesn't say what the case is. So what's the case? So Rashi says the case is, the guy delivered his own get, and he says, b'fanei nechtov, b'fanei nechtov. Yes? He says, b'fanei nechtov. That's what Rashi says. Okay? And the problem with that is what? What's the problem with that? The problem with that is that what? That when you deliver your own get, you don't need to say what? You don't need to say b'fanei nechtov, b'fanei nechtov. You don't need to, the Tesserit asks. So it's a very difficult what? It's a very difficult Rashi. And the Tesserit says we're not talking about b'fanei nechtov. Talking about a case where he delivers his own get, he's already a free man. He's already a free man, and therefore what? We split it. He goes free, he doesn't get the property. Finished. Done. And there's no requirement of b'fanei nechtov. The Ram doesn't mention it. Now you could say the Ram holds both work, but the Poshup shot is that Rabbi Zalman and Mishmuel Rozovsky say the Rambam is like the Taisis Rid. Kesef Mishnah quotes Rashi, and he says maybe the Rambam could be like both. But that's what I want you to get, Lamaisa. Okay? It's a very, very big chiddush, this Rashi. That Rashi says we're talking about a case where you said b'fanei nechtov, b'fanei nechtov. Okay? You follow me? That's a chiddush, Yehuda. Now, let's take this a step further now. Okay? Let's take this a step further. Are we talking about a situation where the owner, the master, protests or not? Did he protest or not in this case? Was he ma'arer that it was forged or not? What do you say?
Seems like it's probably required to take it back.
What'd you say?
Who else would notice? You know?
Well, you could have a guy delivering it and we split the din. No, I mean, was there an error or not? So the Rashash says that the master is not here, like the master is not around, and he was not Ma'arer. He was not Ma'arer. Okay?
Can I explain the case where he's not Ma'arer?
An Eved comes in the Beis Din and says he was given the Shtar Shechor. He was also given what? Property. So we say, I'm sorry, we'll let you go free, but we're not going to let you get the property. You follow me? Yes. So the Rashash says we're talking about a situation that Halacha L'maisa, that the husband is not here, okay, and he was not Ma'arer. He was not Ma'arer anything. So he wasn't Ma'arer anything. So, you know, you might ask, so why does, this is what I think you're hinting at, Nate, why did he have to say b'fanei nechtov, b'fanei nechtov? So do you remember we learned in the beginning of the year there's a principle called Ta'aninin? Remember that? What was Ta'aninin?
Beis Din
makes a case that it was Mezuyev. So we could bring a raya from here that were Ta'aninin Mezuyev. And that's why you're saying b'fanei nechtov, b'fanei nechtov. So that's what the Rashash says, okay? The Rashash says that we're talking about a situation where the master is not here, so then why do you have to say b'fanei nechtov at all, Yosef? The answer is because Beis Din said you have to be ma'arav. Beis Din said it's mezuyev, we need to speak to that. Okay, however, Rabbi Kivager says differently, which I want you to get down. And Rabbi Kivager says the following. Rabbi Kivager writes that the Bailim are here and they are being Ma'arer. Because if there was no one being Ma'arer, then the Eved would get the property too. Because it is a Shtar. It is a shtar. So you must say that the Baal protested, and that's why you need kiyum. And he said, b'fanei nechtav, b'tur kiyum. And kiyum works as what? What does kiyum work as? They're getting the guy free, but it doesn't work for the nechassim. So Rabbi Kivager Taka writes, let's get this for Rashi, that the master was there, and he did protest. And that's what forced b'fanei nechtav to be said. Okay? So, l'maisa, it is possible to be masbred in two approaches. Either he was there or he was not there, but at the end of the day, you have to say b'fanei nechtav because the error is automatic from Beis Din, even if he's not here. Now, the Taisa Rosh on Beis Manav and the Rashba learn that the beginning of the Brisa was without protest, and then they changed their mind because Shtari Mamon, we are Choshish from Mezuyev. So then they're Dolkin and say, we're talking about the Balan did come, and the reason why he goes free is because the Shliach is believed. Because b'fanei nechtav beats out the error. So I want you to get down that the Rashash says the guy's not here, but we do advocate Taininin Mizuyev. The Rabbi Kivager says the guy is here and he did protest. And the Taisa Rosh and Rashba have two stages. First, they want to say there was no error. And then they prove from Dini Momenus that there was an error, and therefore they say they back out of it, and they say the husband, the island must be here, and they protested. And why do we let the guy go free? Because of what bench? Because b'fanei nechtav. Okay? We got that? That's the Chiddush. That's why we let the guy go free. Now, the truth is, Rav Nachum Barchovich is medayik from Rashi. What did Rashi say? Sarich lom b'fanei nechtav, didn't he? If we're talking about the master protested, then you wouldn't have to say he's coming from where? Medinas? Hayam. Isn't that a beautiful diuk? If you protest even in Eretz Yisrael, don't you have to what? Don't you have to say b'fanei nechtav to get rid of the error? The fact that Rashi is Medinas Hayam shows me that what? That the Baal did not protest, and therefore that's why Rashi said we're coming from Medinas Hayam. So I thought that's a beautiful diuk, no?
You
follow that diuk?
You can answer that up, because in Eretz Yisrael, it's not that you do that after the Baal's Ma'ar, then you do, you have to do Kim Shtar's Mamish. You don't do b'fanei nechtav.
Well, that was a question. Would b'fanei nechtav work in Eretz Yisrael if you did say it?
If you did it beforehand.
Shari gam meiritz imahani.
B'fanei nechtav never works.
Not true. It could be that it works even after Eretz Yisrael. Maybe it would. You don't have to say it, but maybe it would work. That's what he's assuming.
The way that we expounded upon before B'Yisrael was that you don't have to say it, you can say it before. But if you say it afterward, in all cases we say it, you kiyum
mamish. That's what we said on Davavim and Beis.
Right.
I think that's what we said on Davavim and Beis. You're right about that. He's assuming not that way.
He's assuming that you can do.
He's assuming, yes. Afterward. He's assuming that Gamba maybe Ertzol Mahanim is with a Vatal Irr. Habal. Maybe you could say before. Say it was done before.
Right, so this is done before, but then okay. that doesn't say.
Why? Why?
About,
the fact that he says we're talking about Medina Sayyam must be that we're talking about where the guy's not here, Lamaisa. There's no Ir Rabal.
Right.
That's why he says maybe Medina Sayyam. Because if we're talking about Ir Rabal, then Lamaisa, you could talk about Eretz Yisrael. And if you would have said the funny nothing in Eretz Yisrael, it would have fended it off just as well.
Right.
I'm just saying the fact that he said Medina Sayyam is an indicator that the guy's not being Ma'aru. Right. That's what I'm saying. Okay? Because you're right. If there was error, you're absolutely right, Binyamin. If there was error, b'fanei nechtav did work, but only if you did it before. You're well said. Excellent. So has everyone got that so far? So what have we tackled so far? Just in the beginning of Shir. We learned the Brisa, right, Asher? Which the Brisa was obscure. Didn't say what the case was. Yes? Brisa didn't say what the case was. Rashi fills in the blank. And we wanted to know, Rashi fills in the blank. So that's good that Rashi fills in the blank. But the problem is that we know, Tazrid and the Rambam say that if she brings her own get, you shouldn't need b'fanei nechtav at all. You shouldn't even need what? You shouldn't even need kiyum, because mishum iguna. Only when the Baal makes the shliach do we say that. Okay? So that's the two approaches. And then we're pointing out, was there error here or not? And we're saying that the Rashash says there was not, but we do taininin. And Rabbi Kivager learns Rashi that it was, and Rav Nachum and the Rosh says the Rosh Rashi have two stages, and Rav Nachum Barchovich is medayik from Rashi. What is Rav Nachum Barchovich medayik from Rashi? He's medayik from Rashi really against Rabbi Kivager, and he says we haven't been talking about a case where there is what, where there's no error about. He learns differently, Lamaisa. He learns differently, and he learns against what? Against Rabbi Kivager, because Rabbi Kivager said, well, if there was no error, then you should be good even by the Nechassim. Should be good even for the Nechassim. Okay? All right, we got that? Yes, Binyamin.
At some point, can we say, that there's really a migo, that like I could have just said that I'm stam not that if I faked this shtar, I could have just said that I was free, but because I have this whole other thing that says I also get the nechassim, it's a migo that I should be believed that I also get the nechassim, because
well migo, generally we assume migo lahotzi l'amrinin. So this is to be motzi the property. So we don't assume that. Yeah, we assume migul hotzi lomer. Usually that's what we assume. Okay. Now the next akuda. Let's get it. Next akuda is, why did Rashi have to say that he's a shliach lahalacha? Why did Rashi have to stand on his head and say that the master shadon amrle hayashliach lahalacha ad shetovel obeys in ploni? Why does Rashi have to say that the guy, he made him a shliach until place X? You follow me? Why do you have to say that case? Why can't you just say simply that what? What should he have said? That the Eved claims he's already free with the get shichra. What does Rashi have to say that the Adon said? See what Rashi says? The Adon said, oh, you know what? He sent him to say, b'fanei nechtov, b'fanei nechtov. Why do you have to say that? Rashi, when he says, when Rashi says the pshat in the Mishnah, Shehevi b'fanei nechtov, b'fanei nechtov, he says, why is he ma'amid b'ofen dachuk that the Adon Amar le hayasholeich lo halacha, right? Remember we said that that's what Rabbi Kivager said? Rabbi Kivager learned pshat, Nate, in Rashi, that the Adon made him a what? Made him a shliach, and he said, go to place X and then he'll be free. Why do you have to say that? Why can't you just say that David claimed I'm free? So, it's not so poshut. Let's get this down. The sheet of the Ravid. The Ravid says a woman that delivers her own get must be mekayim the get be'edim. She's not believed to sit in front of Nechtav. She's not a shliach. So, the Ravid, Lamaisa, says that's not true. He says you cannot say like the Tesis Rid that the guy brought his own get. Because if you bring your own get, you're not believed. The Ravid says you're not believed. It's not so poshut you're believed. Only according to the Rambam you're believed. Right? So the Ravid holds your taka not believed at all. And that's a very, very big machlaikis. If the Eved brings his own get, are you believed or not? Is the woman brings her own get? So Rashi says, we're saying Rashi holds like the Rambam, Lamaisa. Rashi holds like the Rambam and the Tesis Rid here, that a woman brings her get doesn't need kiyum. Therefore, Rabbi Kivager has akasha. But it's possible to say that maybe Rashi learns like the Ravid, and if you learn like the Ravid, the whole kasha doesn't start. Because if you learn like the Ravid, what does the Ravid say? That if the woman brings her own what? If the woman brings her own thing, she has to do kiyum. So maybe that's what Rashi says. That's what Rashi says. You're a shliach of the guy. She's not bringing her own get. Right? She's not bringing her own get. We're not talking about that case. Because if you hold like that case, Rashi holds like the Ravids. Many want to say Rashi holds like the Rambam that this is Rid. But Lamaisa, it could very well be the Rivash learns that Rashi holds like the Ravid. So it comes out, the whole kasher of Ikivager would not start halacha l'maisa. Okay. Now, another nekuda we have to get to is the following. Another nekuda we have to get to is, do we say tainin and mezuyah by an eved? Do you remember, do we say tainin and mezuyah by a get, isha or not? Do you remember we learned that? Remember what the Tosa said on the bottom of Bezim and Aleph? Do we say tainin and on a get isha? Remember, we say we don't because why? Mishumiguna? We don't want to mess her up. We want the get to be good, so she get remarried. So Taisa said in that first line of that big Taisa on the bottom, what did he say? He said, Mishumiguna, Akila Be Rabbanan. Yes? Taininen. We don't do Taininen. Yeshomen Evid's like a woman. We don't do Taininen. Yeshomen Evid is not like a woman. So what is it? Why? Normally, do we equate all the dinim of Evid and Isha? Yes. Why would the Yesh Arum say we do Tainin by an Evid? What's the answer? So here we're talking about, Rashi says, where you made him a shliach, you have to say b'fanei nechtov. But if you're not a shliach, you're not believed to say b'fanei nechtov. You need kiyum. So what's the svar to mechagtin Evid and Isha? So I want you to get this. Do you remember we said from the beginning in the year, the Ramban and the Ran said, we don't say Taininin of Mezuyah by Aged Isha because she's not Mamona Shobal. What's Mamona Shobal mean? What's Mamona Shobal? She's not the money of the husband. She's not the money of the husband. Eved is the mamon of the husband. Therefore, we would do taninin. So I want you to get this down. Okay? This is a tremendous, tremendous chiddush. Okay? Please get this. There's 2 days in the Meiri whether we say taninin mezuyah by Eved. One shita says we don't, because like a woman, the other shita says we do. What's the difference? Because a woman's not mamon or shabal, whereas Eved is. So therefore, we do advocate mezuyah. Okay? We do advocate mezuyah. Now that's a segue into the next line of the Gemara, which is the topic called Palginin Diburim. What is Palginin Diburim? You split statements. Palginin Diburim. And that's what's going to bring us into this din called Palginin Diburim. Okay? Do you make split statements? Okay? So Rabbi Kivager says he believes that the Gemara says Palginin Diburim, and if the Eved saying Mefanei Nechtav, we're splitting the Dibur. What's the Dibor split? Fanenechtav works for himself, but not for what? Fanenechtav works for himself, but doesn't work for what? His property. That's Pagin Dibur. If you say like the Taisus Rid, that there's no Fanenechtav, it's just a star, so Legabe himself or Nachosh Raziv, Legabe the property we are, that's not Pagin Dibur. That's not splitting anything. We're just Choshish. The star is good for what himself, but Legabe Nechosim or Choshish. Legabe himself or Mekel. That it's not a good fit to Palginin Dibur. You follow me? You know what Palginin Dibur is? You ever familiar with the Gemara in Sanhedrin? Guy says Ploni Ravonin Litzoni. Guy says he was sodomized. He says with another aid he was sodomized. How can you say that? So we make a split. He can't talk about himself. So we make it as if he's talking about someone else. So we use their testimony to get the perpetrator. Because we split his testimony. Ploni, Rivoni, Leonsi, you split it and say, he's not talking about himself, he's talking about someone else. It's a famous topic in Shas called Palginin Diburim. And Palginin Diburim means you split statements. There's two guys testified about this Mr. X, who was X and Y testified, but he's talking about himself, that Z sodomized him. How can you talk about yourself? There's no A to send yourself. So the Gemara says Palginin Diburim. We take half his testimony vis-a-vis Mr. Z, but we don't assume that he was the guy that was what sodomized.
Why can't we say that every time someone goes to an aid for himself?
You're right, we don't accept any aid on himself. We
so
don't.
So why can't we do this then?
Because usually, it has to be a Ben Amchavero type thing. Maybe we will. If it's a Ben Amchavero type thing where you need two parties involved, we'll say that he did the sodomy and it was on someone else. And therefore, we would kill the guy if there's Adam and Asra. There were Adam and Asra. That's called Palginin Diburim. It appears in Sanhedrin Daf Tes. It appears in Yevamos Daf Kafei. It's a famous sugya in Shas, guys, called Palginin Diburim. Now, of the famous sugyas in Shas, this one is the most unfamous. But the Gemara is going to bring it in. And Rabbi Kivager says the only way it can bring it in is if you hold like Rashi, in his opinion. Because you made a statement in Fanei Nechtav, and I'm splitting the statement. It's working for what? Himself. But it's not working for the property. You follow me? If you learn like the Taisus Rid Asher, you're not saying Bafanei Nechtav at all, then what? There's nothing to split. You're just choshish that it's mezuyah vis-a-vis the Nechasim, Benj, but you're not choshish mezuyah vis-a-vis the what? Vis-a-vis him going free. That's not splitting. It just says I'm nervous about one area, I'm not nervous about the other area. I'm not splitting anything. I'm not chopping up anything. You understand what I'm saying? That's why Rabbi Kivager says you must say this case is Bafanei Nechtav. Because it doesn't fit in the rest of the Gemara. Yes?
Isn't Palginin Diburim, isn't that splitting the word Nechasim?
No.
Gemara is two cases, right? It's called Nechasi.
Yeah, we didn't get to that case called Nechasim.
But we don't apply Palginin Diburim on the first case. We apply Palginin Diburim on the
I understand. But as a segue of Kol Nechasim in the whole sugya, We assume that it's talking about the same sugya.
No, it's the same topic. But you don't have no. But I
understand that. I understand that. But I'm saying if Tan Rabban, it's the same case though. When the guy said b'fanei nechtav, you're talking about a situation where it's going to lead into the next sugya, and that's what he says. He says bishlama. If you say b'fanei nechtav, the Gemara says vayter. It's mendamet to palginin dibur. There's no connection in the sugya between the two. Says Rabbi Kivager.
The second case is Palginin Diburim.
I understand that. But
and in the second case,
I understand that. So the I understand, but the first case also you would want to connect it with what? Connect it with
you
the second case.
The second case, because it's a very similar case. Why do you mean you don't need Pungin and connected? The first and the second case are connected because they're changed by two words.
Not true at all. In the case of Atzach and Achasai, you're making a split. The guy goes free, yes?
Right.
And the property is not given over. That's a split. That's Atzach and Achasai. So now when we ask the next child of Kol Nechasai, that's going to bring us into Pagin and Diburah.
Right.
So I am. It is Pagin and Diburah. It is Pagin and Diburah. I'm telling you why. Why am I saying why? Because what does Rashi say on the case? That you said Bifanei Nechtav. So you're splitting the power of Bifanei Nechtav that only works for himself and not for Nechasim. That's what Rabbi Kivager says. You want to call that Pagin and Amonis? Okay, call that Pagin and Amonis. That's what Bachanan says. You know what Pagin and Amonis is? You're splitting believability. So we're believing him only in the area regarding himself, not Nechasim. In the case I gave you with the plenary money, you're actually chopping the words. However you want to say it, but it is a concept of Paginin what? Paginin. Whether it's Namanus or Diburi, you follow me? That's why Rabbi Kivager says, I don't agree with Tezis Rid. That this case must be a Bafanenechav case. You got me? That's what he wants to say, Rabbi Kivager. It's a beautiful Chiddush, Lamaisa. It's a beautiful Chiddush. Okay, fine. All right. Now, the Reb Naftali Trop says the following. Let's get it before we go right to the Gemara. Let's get it. He says, Dafkin Evid that brings his own star b'tor shliach, and he wants to acquire the property in Zerushayin al Pagini Dibur. Why? Because you're doing all the property in one star. So can you what? Can you take one part of the star without the other part? That's totally in Pagini Dibur. But if you bring a star that you're already free, you already acquired yourself. So what's the Shaila? What's the Shaila? If you already acquired yourself, is this star good enough for the property or is it mezuyif? So the Chum say you're giving the amanus leaning the shikhr, not leaning the chasim. That has nothing to do with pagin and dibura. So that's why what I'm saying to you is that Reb Naftali Trump says, Rudaf Kataman Evid that brings his own star b'tur shliach. It's b'tur shliach. It's not b'tur what? It's not b'tur, you follow what I'm saying? It's not b'tur araya, am I free or not? It has nothing to do with that. That's what Naftali Trump says. We're talking about what? We're talking about a shliach. That's this chiddush. You follow what I'm saying? That's what Naftali Trump, you get that down. He says, we're talking about an Eved that is brought as a shliach. Because if Eved brought a star that ordinary was free, then the whole shaila is, is this a good enough proof for also what? For property or not. That has nothing to do with Pagin and Dibur. That has nothing to do with Pagin and Dibur. And the last nakud on this is, Rabbi Kivager writes, let's get it. Rashi holds like the Rishonim against Tyson Dot Base. What did Tyson Dot Base? The Gabi Mammon, do we do Mizuyif or not? Rashi holds Lamaitza, we do not. Against the Titus. We do not if the guy's not there. So if the husband doesn't protest, he gets the property too. So we must be talking about where there's Ira Baal. Must be talking about where the Baal protested, and therefore the get needs Kiyum. We're just talking about, he said, the Fun and Nechtav, Halach Lamaisa, and therefore that works regarding the Shikhr, not regarding the Nechassim.
That's against
Rav Nocha Barchovich. Why is that against Rav Nocha
Barchovich? He said that before. Rashi said that Dafka says that
Medina Sayyam.
And therefore, because it says Medina Sayyam,
yes.
Therefore the Baal definitely wasn't mine.
You're right. That's what we said before. We said Rav Nocha Barchovich against Rabbi Kivay. That's correct. Very good. Okay, let's see Vaita now in the Gemara. So that's, you do two lines of the Gemara, and you think that what? You think that was easy, but Lamaisa, you don't know what the case is. So you got what I'm saying? Some big machleks Rashi against the Taisa's Rid. I mean, the truth of the matter is, I know that we're discussing Bifanei Nechtav, Bifanei Nechtav. That I know. No doubt I know that, right? We all know that. But the question is, it didn't say it beferish. So maybe you'll say it's self-understood. That's how Rashi puts it in for you. The Taz Rid says not. It's not talking about that at all. And that's the Machleis Tin Rashi in the Taz Rid. I would have said, Taz Rid says she already is divorced. She doesn't need Bifanei Nechtav. Not everyone agrees with that. I mean, the Ravid says that's not true. The Ravid says if she brings her own get, she has to what? She has to say what? She has to mekayim it. She's not believed to say b'fanei nechtav. She's not a shliach. Whereas other shittas say, no, you don't need any kiyum. Shumiguna. Turns out to be a machleis Ram Raivin. Okay.
If it's not an inyan of b'fanei nechtav, then what does that have to do with their sugya?
What'd you say?
If it's not an inyan of b'fanei nechtav, then what does it do with their sugya? Why is it here?
It has to do with the notion of what? It has to do with the notion of separating between kiyum stars in a regular case of Adisha. That's why the fits in. That's why the fits in better with the fun and nectar.
Everything so far has been all about fun and
okay. Yeah, that's why Rashi.
So it doesn't make sense.
That's why Rashi fits in better. That's why Rashi fits in better. But you can't deny the shita that Taisus Rid. Taisus Rid held his shita, and that's what he did. Okay, it's a Pashup Shad is like Rashi. Pashup Shad is like Rashi. Okay, I don't know if Pashup Shad is. We didn't mention it. So I don't know if you can say that. I understand that, but the Gemara didn't say the Gemara does not say it doesn't say Tan Rabban Evchivi Gito the Amar Bafan and Nachta Bafan. Doesn't say that. It says Vekatubo. Don't you think Gemara should have said it? Rashi puts it in. Taisus Rid denies it. Okay, let's see Vaita now in the Gemara. Okay? Vaita now. Two dots. Iboyalu. Let's go.
Everything's on the finance. I mean, the next one talks about
I understand that, but the Gemara didn't say it before. You gotta be in tune to it. That's what I'm telling you. You gotta be in tune to it. The Gemara didn't say it before. That's what the Taisus Rid. Did everyone see that Taisus Rid? Everyone saw that Taisus Rid? He says, he did not say Bafana Nechtov, Bafana Nechtov. Okay, that's what he says right here in these ones right here. Okay. Vaiter now. Says the Gemara Yibayalu. Everyone got it? What's the Yibayalu? Gemara is a Shiloh. Who wants to read? Let's see who wants to read. Go ahead, Arya. Look at Sagas. Yibayalu. What's Yibayalu mean? What's Yibayalu?
That's a question of information.
It's a Shiloh in the Bismedr. Shalach Maisa. It's not Akasha. Akasha's in Lundus. Go ahead. Yibayalu? What does that mean? All the property, yes? All the property, said the Farish. All the property. Okay, let's see Rashi, the Farish inside. Go ahead. Wait, read the Rashi before. Atzmo Kone. He's a shliach. He's believed. Go ahead. You need two Edim because Kim Shkim Shtaris. You don't have it. Go ahead. Kol Nichsim Au. What does that mean? That's before the two dots. Atzma v'nichasa is what? Is two separate statements. I'll go what? So if you say kol nechas, it's all one statement. So asule shikur atzmo umatanis nechasim comes two different facets: freedom of himself and matanis nechasim. Go ahead. Can a kaimel come on? Isn't he part of the property of a master? Yes, Jonathan, if you give up all your property to him, aren't you including himself? Go ahead. Hilkach. What's a high mean? If you're believed on one statement, Yehuda, then you're believed on another statement. Go ahead. What does that mean, below Pagin Dibura? We're not Pali Dibura. Or maybe we split it. So you see, Rashi says it beferish. We're talking about the Sugya Pagin Dibura and Shas. This is the most unfamous one of all the sugyas of Pagin and Dibura.
It seems like Rashi saying Pagin and Dibura only arrives once we get to the case. He didn't bring it up in the previous case.
Right, I understand that, but like I said to you before, it was a splitting of a Dibur.
But he doesn't bring it up.
I understand, but that's called Pagin and Nemanus.
So why?
He doesn't need to say it beferish. That's
so why does he say it here?
That's where it became, because that's what it is explicitly. Coldness, we're actually chopping up the Dibur, what it is. But Lamais, it's much easier and explicit when you have a fun and nechtem, fun and nechtem. That's where Bikivega learns. Okay? So we got that, Chlor? Now you got me? Atzmacha nechas is a clean split. When you say kol nechas is the shayla. Go ahead. Wow. What does Abaye say? You get everything. Since you're calling yourself, you're calling nechasim. Now you follow that logically? You follow that logically? Why should that be? I mean, no? I mean, just because you're calling yourself, so what? Why should that be? You know, what kind of havamin is that? No? Isn't that strange? What do you guys think about that?
I mean, he's saying that we...
Why don't you think about every line? Jonathan, you with me? Just because he was calling himself, why should he get the property? What kind of havamin is that? The bottom line is, you don't have... Should we be worried that it was forged? What kind of havamin is this? Everyone hear what I'm asking?
I mean it's like Rashi said. Not
that's not what he says, are you? That's not what the Gemara says. What did Abai say?
Once you're believed on this, you're believed on this.
And okay, what does that mean? Well, I don't understand that, but I'm saying for property, you need to aid him.
But they're linked. You can't not believe on...
Okay, so Rav Nachum Barchovich says, based on the Gemara I just told you, let's say you see a guy sodomized my ox. What's it then? Ploni Rava Shori. What's it then in that case? Are you believed about your shore? Are you believed about your own property? Just like you're not believed about yourself, you're not believed about your own property. So Rashi says over there, Migu your Neman on the shore, Migu your Neman on the guy, you should be Neman on the shore. What's a Svara? You guys know what the backdoor theory is? What's the backdoor theory? Once you got it in the door, the other thing gets in through the back door. Since you were Makabal on the shore, you're Makabal Adis on the other guy, we'll get it also on the, there's a couple Adis. There's Adis in the case of not Makabal, but once you already accepted the Adis, got it through the door, everything's got to get through the door. You follow what I'm saying? This is Adis on the Evid. Do we believe him on the property or not? Well, since we believe him on the freedom, once we got it through the door on the freedom, we get it through the door on everything else. That's the Shiloh. But if the Diyun is on the Shtar, whether the kinyan works like Abed Avrecha, the Lord of Rasheni, there's no Svar. They say, what are we talking about here? We're talking about the Adim, Lemaisa. Adis we find him, yeah? But by the Shtar, how does this work? What, do you get the Shtar through the door? That makes no sense. No? You know what I mean? You hear what I'm saying? See, testimony, you could say, I got it through the door based on one hand, on one Nakuda, let me get it through the one another. But how does it work for a Shtar? How does that work for a Shtar?
It doesn't seem that hard to believe that once we believe the words on the piece of paper, we're believing the words on the piece of paper.
Yeah, but Maisi, he wants to say, if he wants to say the Diyun is on the Adis of the Evid. He wants to say Adis
the Adis
of
the Evid is only saying that the piece of paper is a real piece of paper. The Adis of the Evid causes...
I understand that, but if you he wants to say the focus is on the Adis, not on the Shtar itself. Because on the Shtar itself, doesn't make sense to say you believed on one facet of the Shtar, you believed on the other facet.
Why not?
Because he says,
it's not even all one message.
Because Adis is based on Mekabalah.
When you believe, you're believing one word, and that same word is doing both things.
Okay, I don't know. This is what he wants to tell. I understand what he's saying. Adis is something that you can open the door. If I open the door and let one part of it in, I got to let the whole thing in. Shtar, it's much harder to say like that, he says. So he wants to say that the focus on the Adis of the Shlich. I think the other pshat is like Rav Nachum Barchovi, like Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, Rav David Parvarsky. They say it's a takanas chachamim. What's the takanas chachamim here? Mishumiguna, right? And therefore, miguna lamaisa, mishumiguna. We know a guna by a woman. What about a guna by an evit? So, is there a question of a guna by an evit? So, if I holds, listen, if he's believed to let the guy go free, so let him also be believed on the property, because you cannot split the testimony. If you don't believe him on the property, you can't believe him on the shichur. In other words, it's part of the takana. If we're going to be mekel on an evit, we've got to be mekel the whole way. That's the shiloh. So that's what Abai wants to say in the havamina.
Why do you have to be mekel the whole way?
Because it's not fair. It's not fair. In other words, if you can make a takana nate, it has to be a takana that's going to be a whole across the board. Why do you pick and choose? Say it's only good to Gabi's freedom, not to Gabi's property? It
makes sense to believe more of his freedom than on the property.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's a big leap to. I would say maybe you know, it's a big leap to make him. If you're gonna be makel to let the guy go free, you know, this now he's gonna be able to marry a woman, a regular Jewish woman. You know, once I'm gonna be makel on that kulos, so why don't we make on the whole property?
Because don't the Chachamim want him to be free? Wouldn't they rather him not be?
Well, that's the question. That's why Abai says mitok shekonatz akana nechasim. That when they made the takana, it was across the board. Okay, we're going to slug this up.
Like,
this is all havamina, right?
But don't we think that the Chacham want him to do more mitzvos and want him to be an evit? So have you a reason to let him go free for that part, but not give him possessions and stuff like that? Because there's no benefit.
I hear you, but it's
also just for your evit. So the Rabbanon aren't just going to be like, oh, because he's going to do.
That's true, but also it's also what I said before about marrying a regular Jewish woman. You never can marry a regular Jewish woman. So there's a lot of things that we're allowing here, Nate, with that. So once you make that takana, we'll throw in the nechassim with it as well. This is all havamina, though. We're slugging it up. Again, it's all havamina slugging up, but we had to work hard on the havamina. And that was the havamina that we wanted to say. That's the chiddush you want to say in this din. Okay? So let's get this, Lamaisa, okay? Vaita now in the Gemara. Okay, back to the Gemara. Go ahead. Amalei. What's a kasha? Makes no sense. I understand himself, looks like a woman were makel, but property you need to have what? Two kim stars. Look at Rashi. See, everything's befanei nechtav, according to Rashi. Go ahead. So he switches. Go ahead. Wow. Pum fakir. Abai says the other way in the Maskana. Since you don't get the property, you don't even get yourself. Please get it down. He changes. Yes? He changes. Do you see the word hadar? Hadar means what? Hadar means what? You change your mind. It was chosable. Look at the bottom tesis. Go ahead. Hadar am rabaye.
Hadar am rabaye. Erish long yishom kushi derav chazer ba. Devay lo chashir lay pir. The sovereign of Palim Dibura. Dibura. And then derav lo mashani mid. Elman yira lo svar lo martzvei. The tarvayu lo kana yad balashkar.
What does this mean? What does this mean? Let's go slow with it. Taisa says Abai did not change his mind because of Rava's kasha. Not for one moment. Abai did not consider that to be a kasha. Lo chasha le pircha. Why? Because what does Abai hold? He holds lo pagin dibur. You can't chop up words. What do you say about one thing, you say about the other. That's what Abai is saying, right? So that didn't bother him. Okay? Because if the truth of the matter is, What did Abai change his mind to say?
Also,
that since you don't get the property, you don't get yourself. What is that? Pagin Dibur or Lo Pagin Dibur?
That's
Lo Pagin Dibur. So you're not answering what Rava said. What was Rava's kasha? Rava's kasha is you should let the guy go free, because like Yadisha, look at the property, you didn't get anything. So instead of going, both are good, you say both are bad. So you haven't what? You haven't responded to Rava's problem. Right, Benj? What was Rava's problem? That you should split it, yes? So Abai in the Havamini says they're both good, and the Maskani says what? They're both what? Says they're both bad. Right? You follow me? Oren, you got me? And they're both good, and he starts off saying they're both good, and then he says they're both bad. So it's not because of a Pagin and Dibur. He holds full Pagin and Dibur. Ella, what is a Sfara? What does the concept of Yad Balashar Tachtona mean? Does anyone know what that means? What's Yad Balashar Tachtona mean? What does Yad Balashar Tachtona mean? Anyone have a glimpse of what it is? It's a synonym of what? It's kind of a synonym of Motzei Mechel El Araya. That's what it really is. Because who's the Balashar here? David Kanani. But he's trying to get himself what? Free. What's the status quo? Should remain a what? Should remain an Evid. So since he doesn't get his property, he should also remain a what? Should remain an Evid. That's what that means. El Nira Lo Svara Lo Mar Tfei. He's in a bad situation, Evan. Because you want to change the status quo. I'm sorry, you can't do that. The Yad Balashtar, the star is for him, he's Tachtona. He's on the lower level, lower rung. What's the lower rung? The lower rung is that what? He shouldn't be able to what? Change his status. Okay, you got me? That's the Chiddush. So therefore, Tosis points out very beautifully, I want you to know something, that there's a fundamental machlokes here going on as to whether you say Pagin and Dibur or not between Abai, what? Abai and Rava here, halacha l'maisa. And that's what we're saying in the Maskana. Now, it comes out, you know, Reb Shmuel Rozovsky asks here, what shaykh is Yad Balashtar al Tachtainen? It's a suffix, isn't it? Yeah? When do you say Balashtar al Tachtainen? When there's a suffix, what's going to riot? Is there a suffix here? What did he say? Abai said that since you believe in Torah Zvadai, that Chomer Masak and they believe him, then he's Chosubo, the Torah Zvadai, you're not Neman. So it's very difficult. What kind of, when do you say Motzei Kol Araya, guys? When it's a Suffolk. There's no Suffolk here. There's no Suffolk at all, Lamaisa. No Suffolk at all.
I mean, Rabbi,
yes?
Can you say there's some kind of Suffolk because you have kind of this pull in opposite directions where,
yes,
by the Nechasim, by Rav Nachman, there's a vadai of not believing him.
Right.
And by himself, there's a vadai of believing him. So you kind of, because of that, you have
him. It creates somewhat of a suffix, you're saying. That's similar to what you got to say, Poshup Shah. We don't know what to do. We don't know what to say. Does he get both or does he get neither? Does he get both or does he get neither? So what do you say? It's a suffix. So why don't you say what's called a riot? So instead of getting both, you get what? No. Instead of getting both, you get neither. That's correct. You get neither. You follow me, Benj? So in a certain sense, it is a suffix. Because Abai says, I don't hold you can split it. So which direction do you go? That you get both, or you get neither. So what does he say you do? You get neither. Because Yad Vav starts that from what's called a riot. So to a certain degree, it is considered to be what? It is considered to be a suffix. Okay. Vayta now in the Gemara.
Suffix is whether he should get it all or not.
Should he get his property or not? Yes. That's a suffix. So I should say what's called a riot. Go free, but you don't get your property. What did you say?
Kasha.
Can't hear you.
Why is it a suffix?
Well, we want to know Halacha L'maisa. Does he get it or not? He brought the shtar in. He gets himself. Does he get the property? So first Abai thought, yes. Then Abai says, no, you know what? Thinking about it, I think it's really a what? I don't know what to tell you about the property. It's a suffix. So just keep the status quo. You shouldn't get the property. Get yourself. That's what has nothing to do with what Rava's kasha was.
So if Abai said something and he says, no, actually, it's the opposite. Why is he making a suffix? It's pretty short.
Well, he was hedging back and forth. And what he is moskana is motzkoel oraya. But the havamina was, as I was saying, is that whatever you accept one, you have to accept the other. Either as Eidus or Tekanas Chacham.
But the only reason he in the end said that you accept neither of them is because there is
because Motzekal Arayah, yes. What you're asking is what about in the Ha? He forgot that din in the Havamina? That's what you're asking, good.
Well, he didn't have a suffix in the Havamina.
You're right. You're saying that the way we said it is that he so believed, you get your Neman through the door regarding yourself. Your neman through the door regarding the property. Right. So it wasn't a suffix. You're right. Absolutely. And what was the other formulation? That it was a takanas kam, all or nothing. Correct. Then he hedges on that and he says, I don't think so. Okay?
Yeah, that's what suffix
right. Means. That's what you have to say. That's what I want to say. Yad Baal Shara Tachtayim. Okay? That's what that phrase means. Okay. Back to the Gemara, guys. Okay? Let's go. Amalei Rava. So what does Rava say? Amalei Rava. Bishlama. Excellent. Excellent. So get it down. Rava says, Bagini Diburu. Rava says, everyone agrees. What's Echad Zev, Echad Zev mean?
Rashi, Echad Zev, Echad Zev.
Those two cases, right? The two dots was Atzmacham Nechasai, and the case right after was called Nechasai. Both those cases make a very glot, what? Glot split. Okay? Now, Rabbi Chanan writes the following. Okay? I want you guys to get this down. I mentioned I wrote on the board Pagini Dibur, but I'm going to write on the board now Pagini Nemanus. What does Nemanus mean? Believability. We take Bufana Nechtim and believe in Legabi's freedom and not Legabi the property. So that's what Rabbi Chanan says. He says, I don't believe this is Pagini Dibur because they're not chopping it, it's Pagini Nemanus. And therefore, Davkalin and Paginin Dibura, we find a machlaikis. Yes? Why don't you get this down? Where's the machlaikis in Shas with the old Paginin Nemanus? Paginin Dibura? Sanhedrin, Daftes, Ravin, who else? Rav Yosef. But he says we never find a machlaikis about Paginin Nemanus. Everyone agrees Paginin Nemanus. Everyone in their right mind does. And here our Gemara presents what? Where's the case that everyone holds Paginin Nemanus? You guys tell me. Yevamah Staf Kuf Yud Zayin, get it down. What happens if a woman comes and said her husband's dead? What's the din? Do we allow her to remarry? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. Does she get the property? Or does she bequeath the property to the sons? No. It's a beferish mishnah. Get it down. Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. That's a classic example of Pagini Nemanus. We believe her statement, Legabi getting remarried. We don't believe the statement regarding what? We don't believe the statement regarding what bequeathing property to the guys. Okay? I'm going to write it down. You got that? She's believed the same Mace Biley, Legabi getting remarried. She's not believed regarding what? Regarding the property. That's a split Nemanus. That's a kubbel, according to everyone. It's a Mishnah. And what does our Sugi present? Machlek is a Bai Rava, Palgin in what? Palgin in Nemanus. Esra Bahan, that's nuts. Palgin in Dibur is a Machlek is in Sanhedrin between who? Rav of Yosef. But Pagin in Nemanus is a mission. Everyone agrees with Pagin in Nemanus. If everyone agrees with Pagin in Nemanus, what's going on in our sugya? Our sugya presents a machlekes between who? To Nabai Verava, whether it's a Pagin in Nemanus. Because Bafanei Nechta, what is the terms of its Nemanus? That's his kasha. That's his kasha, Lamaisa. Okay? You follow what I'm saying? That's a tremendous, tremendous kasha that Rabbi Chanan asks. Okay? Mikan kasha. So Lamaisa, how are we gonna answer this? You follow what I'm saying? I'm gonna write it on the board. Pagin in Nemanus. Okay? Balginin Ne'amonis. There's something called Balginin Dibura, and there's something called Balginin Ne'amonis. Apparently, everyone holds Balginin Ne'amonis, Balginin Dibura, Machlis Rav Yosef. Yeah? Look at our sugya. Look at our sugya. Our sugya is Machlis in Rav and Abai, where they say Balginin Ne'amonis.
Unless it's Balginin Dibura in...
All right, let's see. So what does Rav Chanan say? So listen to what he says. I want you to get it. He says like this. Rav Chanan wants to say that there's a klal. Everyone holds Balginin Ne'amonis, both Abai and Rav. But what we're dealing with here is that when you have an offspring, or I should say an outgrowth of one thing from the other, you don't say Palginin Ne'amonis. That's the Machlekes. You follow what I'm saying? The Machlekes of Abai v'Rav is this one hakna on the property? Yes? Or are they different purchases on every chafetz? And they're just written in one shtar. The nafkamin is, do we say a Palginin Ne'amonis be'edis, an eved that he said before an echtav? Rava says that what? They're distinct purchases, himself included. Yes, you follow me? And you can mechalak between the two. You can believe him legabe the shikr, not legabe nechasa. Abai holds, it's all one big what? Portrait. It's all one portrait. And every chafetz is zog inside. It's all considered to be, and you cannot split it. You can't say that it's on a good on the eved, it's not good on the property. Because it's all akin to the property. Has everyone got that? I mean, don't get me wrong. Everyone agrees upon getting Ne'amonis, name of the Mishnah Ksubas, Meis Baali, Mishnah Yevamos. What's the case? Meis Baali, she's mutter to get remarried, but what? Doesn't bequeath property. You got to know that, guys. So this case is not Pagin Ne'amonis Stam. What is it? It's considered to be, what we'll call it is what? What are we going to call it? We're going to call it Lamaisa. Do we view it as all what? Hakno Achatz Hakol Nechasim or not? That's the issue. Do we view it as all one purchase, Lamaisa? Do we view it as all one purchase or distinct purchases? So according to Rava, it's all one purchase. According to Abaye, it's all separate purchases. According to Abaye, it's all one thing. And therefore, this machlek is totally the machlek of Shimra Meir, which we're going to get to now. That's what we want to tie in. You follow me? This is the word of what? Of Rav Chanan. Okay? That's what Rav Chanan wants to say. It's a different type of case, Lamaisa, in this what? In this Chiddush. Now, Reb Naftali Trump claims that the Palginin here is not Palginin of Evid, it says before Neftov, that you don't need to come on a Palginin. Palginin is when it's Kashalish Eidus Achas, Apostle Eidus Acheris. Here you're Neman, like Abdul Shikr, not Neman, not from the, you know, only, you're not, Enomin Adin, time of Rabban Mekiwu. The Gabin Nechasim, you're not believed, almost, not because you're Apostle Eidus, just the Gabin Nechasim is not enough. So it could very well, or you could say, Lin Eidus Shikr, we're saying Palginin Neamonis. That's the Palginin Ne'amonis, Lomaisa. Here, the Dinu Ligmar is the Matana and the Shir doing Mishtar Echa. Okay? So it comes out here, Lomaisa. The Ran says the Din Palginin here in Shas is mentioned of the Palginin of all of Shas. The Palginin here, Fi the Ran is, before the Din Palginin is the Palginin of Shas, you have to say the Palginin is Edis to the Shliach, which says, Fanei Nechtov, like Rabbi Kivager said, Halacha Lomaisa. According to the Ramban, the Palginin here is not the Palginin of all of Shas, it's a Din of Bat Miksasa Bat Lakula in the Shtar. So basically what emerges is this classical Palginin Dibura or not in Shas? So it's definitely not Palginin Dibura, but it might be Palginin Ne'amonis. But Palginin Ne'amonis, I thought everyone holds it. You have to view it as all one star, Lamaisa. If you view it as all one star, that's considered to be what? That's considered to be okay. If you view it as classical Palginin Dibura like Rashi does, this is what? This is talking about Rabbi Kivager's case where you said Befananetov, Fananetov. And if you hold like the Ramban says nothing to do with that. It's, you ever heard of Butl Maksasa Butla Kula? It's a Mishnah in Makkos. Let's say you have 100 Adim in the seal murder. Two of the Adim are Rishoyim. Only two of the Adim. Even one of the Adim. The whole thing goes up in smoke. So do you say the same thing Butl Maksasa Butla Kula by a star? Since it's not good for Nechasim, the star, maybe the whole thing should go, blow up Legabi what? Liberty. Legabi freedom. Okay? So that's the big Shiloh Lomaisa. Let's get to now how it fits into Reb Shimon and Reb Meir. Go ahead, Arya. Let's see the Machlekes. Okay, go ahead. Amalei Rav Adar Bar Masa. Guys, look inside. Let's see.
Amalei Rav Adar Bar Masa. Amalei Rav Kiman. Kerem Shimon. Amar Palginin.
Who's Kiman? Who's Rav holding like? Well said. Who's Rav holding like? Excuse me, that says Palginin Dibur. He holds like Rav Shimon. Go ahead. Amar?
Amar Palginin Dibur.
Oh, where is this Mishnah? Where is this Mishnah in Shas?
Pay it.
Sechus Pay it. Simon Sechus Pay it. Go ahead. Yeah, read again. I'm a little Rav Adar Bar Masna.
Sorry, I'm a little Rav Adar Bar Masna.
Oh, so what does this mean? If you write all your property to an Evid, what's the din? He goes free. Okay, because he's included in the property. That makes a lot of sense. Go ahead. Not only does he get himself, he gets all his property. Go ahead. But if you're shear koshu, what does shear mean? You leave some karka, a little bit of karka over. What's the din? He doesn't go free. Rezuk Rashi. Kosev what?
Rashi.
Excellent. Go ahead. What does that mean? What do you mean karka lav dafka?
It
could be metafalin too. Could be movables also. Right? It just as long as you leave something over, you're not free. Go ahead, Gwai. Guys, get this Rashi in the bottom. Lo yotzim ben chorin, go ahead. Yeah, read the Rashi. Read from the Ramask again. Lo yotzim ben
chorin. Divish lo mareisha. Lo gali daite. Dinachis l'shira. Lo armin and nishan.
Bishlam of the Resha that you didn't reveal, the Tana didn't reveal, the Adon did not reveal that what? That he's going to leave everything over, and then we don't assume that he's Mishar, yeah? I understand that when you say Kol Nechase, yes? If you say Kol Nechase, we don't think you're leaving anything over. Ava what? What's Nachas L'Shira mean? That his intention was what? Was to leave over something. Go ahead.
He
left over the guy at the Evid. Go ahead. When you say coal, what's it going on? The other property. You get the other property, but not yourself. Go ahead. What does chanufele mean? What's chanufele mean? Flatter. Flatter. He's just trying to flatter the guy. He's faking him out. He's not trying to what? He's not trying to release him. He's not going to get anything. You know, Hanifa to a Rosh, like Moritz and Sotis, and this is the Raisa. The generation was high of instruction for that. Yes? Do you say Yarav al Yavar Hanifa Rishon? It's Machlei's Tyson Rabin Yonah. Believe it or not. To butter up a guy who's a Rosh. To try to what? To try to, you know, get in good with him. It's Usser. It might even be Yarav al Yavar. Imagine that? So that's exactly what the guy's trying to do. He's trying to butter him up. I mean, come on. You're not giving him anything. He's not going to get anything. Lachnufe lekasi lo shikreko came into what? You didn't say atzmacha. Therefore, if you didn't say atzmacha, how you know you're going free? You said kol with the chutz. So that's who shita. Tanakama. Yes. Go ahead, Reb Shimon. So what does Reb Shimon hold, guys? Please tell me. What does Reb Shimon hold? What does Reb Shimon hold, Azriel? What do you say Reb Shimon holds? He holds you do go free even when you leave over some property. Why do you say you go free when you leave over some property? Why do you say that? You guys tell me. Because unless you go out of your way and say it's except for what? I'm giving all my property except for 1/10,000 of them. What does 1/10,000 of them mean? A chafetz that is lacking value. Meaning that what? It's referring to the Evid. When you say such a weird expression, I'm giving all my property over to the Ploni Evid except for what? 1/10,000 of them. What do you mean, 1/10,000 of the property? Who do you think you're referring to when you say that? An Evid's usually worth more than 1/10,000, I hope, right? But the Adon doesn't think of him like that. The Adon is not treating him properly. So he treats him like 1/10,000. If you speak like that, then what does that mean? That means the Rechashi that he meant the Evid, therefore he's not going free. But until that point, what do you hold, Usher? What does Reb Shimon hold? If you don't make that crazy expression, what do you just say? Shear karka, you leave over something, what's the din? Does he go free?
Yeah.
Yes. Because Reb Shimon holds what? Paginan? Reb Shimon holds what? Paginan dibur. Paginan dibur, exactly. For our purposes, paginan nemanis, so however you want to say it, but you make a split. Whether it's classical paginan dibur or not, that's the din. Halacha lamaisa. Okay? That's the din, halacha lamaisa. So we have what? We have this split. Okay? So Reb Shimon holds of the split, and the Tanakama doesn't hold of the split, halacha lamaisa. So Rabba holds like who? Rabba holds like Reb Shimon. That's the din. Okay? Rabba holds like Reb Shimon. Rabbi holds it from Shimon. Yes, go ahead, Benj.
Can you explain what the split is?
Yes. In other words, according to Shimon, the only time that we assume that he doesn't go free is if you say, except for 1/10,000th. Then you know that's an appellation for like an Evid. But if you say, I'm giving all my property except for one little parking lot or one little car, then we assume he goes free and he gets all the other property except for the car. Reb Shimon holds Pagin Imru. The Tanakhama holds Lo Pagin Imru. Once you leave over something for yourself, we assume the Evid is included in that and he doesn't go free. So the Tanakhama is holding Lo Pagin Imru. Reb Shimon is holding Pagin Imru. Unless you what? Unless you make that appellation 1/10,000, then we know he's not trying to free the Evid.
Meaning that the split is, if I say this piece of property I'm keeping, then we don't assume that's...
We don't assume the Evid's included, the Evid goes free. Correct. So Rava, who made this split, is holding like Reb Shimon. You follow me? In this mission in Peah. This mission in Peah, Rava holds like Reb Shimon. That's what we're assuming. Reb Shimon subscribes to the split, Rava subscribes to the split as well. That's what we're bringing out. That's the Chiddush, okay? You follow me? That's the Chiddush you want to bring out, okay? Yes, Binyamin, go ahead.
I can give the case that if I wanted to say I'm going to give all my property to my Eved except for himself, that also is a case that he would be suffering, right?
Yeah, that's clear.
So then it's not Dafka, this weird phraseology, but it's whenever he doesn't specify exactly what he's leaving over, the value of the Eved could be that, and therefore it could be referring to the Eved. But it's not Dafka, this weird terminology of 1/1,000.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what this means. Does it mean all the property he gets or not? Let's see. Let's see that.
Well, in a case of where what I'm saying,
I understand
is 1/100 instead of 1/1,000.
I know. I'm just saying that the Pashup shot is that this phrase is referring to the Eved. That's what I'm saying. Everything else.
Right. But does that.
And, I know, but in any other case, he will get himself and the other property. Pashup shot.
So that's what I'm saying. So you're saying it's after this speech.
Let's see Rashi. I'm going to close Rashi Tyson. I don't know if I get the details, but let's see Rashi first. Okay? All right, go ahead, Ari. Let's look at the top Rashi, guys. Look at it closely. Let's get it. Okay? Let's get it, Lamais. Everyone got this? This is the Chiddush that we're bringing out here in this Machleis Tanoim. Okay? This is Machleis Tanoim. We want to get. Make sure we get it. Okay, let's go. Everyone got the top Rashi? Take a look at top Chesem and Aleph. Binyamin, let's look at the top Rashi here. On Chesem and Aleph. On Tesem and Aleph. Okay? Let's take a look at the top Rashi here. Okay, go ahead. What does that mean? Until we assume that he was trying to mishar himself, we assume, Benji, that he could own free. You understand what I'm saying? According to Reb Shimon, you assume that he's a free man until the guy explicitly says Evid, like Binyamin would say, or you say 1/10,000th, which is as if he's saying the Evid. You follow him? But until that point, we assume he's going free. What you reveal, you reveal. What you don't reveal, you don't reveal. So if you weren't Megala, what you're mishar latzah, we assume the Evid goes free. Yes? See what I'm saying? The point is that we make a split, we assume he's on his way out. He's free. Okay, because of Shimon Olds Bagin and Dibur, very strong. Achi Omar, go ahead.
Achi Omar, Stam Chutz Midavar.
Achi Omar, Stam, period. Unless you say all my property is given over to Ploni Avdi, Chutz what?
Chutz Midavar Mo.
Oh, except for a small thing, Velo what? And you don't elucidate at all what you're leaving over. The Hassam. Wait, what does that mean? That means if it's 1/10,000, that means an Evid. You. It's kind of mean. It is mean. The master treats this Evid like 1/10,000 property. That's the way he views it. Even though he's worth much more. I mean, he's a very talented guy, this Evid. But he's a bad guy, this Adam. He views him in a very negative way. And he views him as 1/10,000 of his property. Go ahead. What is that phrase, Leolam? That's what I was saying to you, Bench. It's a very strong statement, Leolam. Where do we have that famous thing, Leolam? What do I sometimes quote to you? I don't know if I quoted to you in a while. Where's Leolam appear in Shas? Where does it appear in Shas? Leolam Adam Mitoch Shetov Balishma Toshalolishma Balishma Marim Sachem Nunan Beis. You can't jump from 0 to 2. It's a gradual building up, right? By the fact you do Shalolishma is what? The fact you do Shalolishma is what is going to be what? You'll come up to Lishma. You can't go from nothing to 2. What I mean from 0 to Lishma, it's a reality. It's just kind of a lusher. It's a step. We owe him. I want you to know, Benj, this guy usually goes free. When you talk like that, you say, all my property, I mean the Evid too goes free. You follow me? Unless you say one 10,000, or you say the Evid himself. Go ahead. We to come our Reb Shimon. We owe him. What does that mean? I don't care. It doesn't make any difference whether he gets other property with it. Gagon. Oh, that he was Mashar the shear that he left over. And he said, chutz mi what? So in that case, he goes free. Go ahead. So he, one second. Hashta kona atzma gets himself. And the other property, chutz mi nashir, except for that property. With me, Benj, on that? Below shna, what's the other case? Let's say you didn't mention the property he left over, so then it's a process of elimination. Go ahead, Ella. Right, he didn't say exactly which acre. So therefore what? You can't give him any acre. The hashta. Because each one might be the what, the one they wanted to leave over. The cho what? Oh. Each one might be the one he wants to leave over. So the guy ends up getting no property. What does he get, though, himself? Ava. He definitely goes free, Bench, because he's not karka. So even if he doesn't get any property, he definitely will go free. Go ahead. He didn't leave that over. He didn't leave that for himself. That he should be. Ama. There it is. Rashi, black and white, always saying Pagina and Dibur. Daha. Oh, what does Kol Nechasim mean? He only acquires himself. Go ahead, Dad. Right, what's Atnami mean? What's Va'atnami mean, guys? What? Rava. You also, Rava, hold like Reb Shimon. Excellent. Reb Shimon, we dug up in Peah. Come on, you guys got to know Shas, right? Which time in Shas Mishnayos holds what? It's Bugging in the Buddha, Jonathan Linder. Reb Shimon and Peah. So Rava, Atnami, you Rava also subscribe to Reb Shimon. Comes out beautiful, no? So it comes out that we dug up a Tana. That what? Defends who? Defends Rava. Okay? You got that? It makes sense? That comes out very good, Lamais. Okay? So Rashi, though, goes out of his way and says, listen to me. There is, this guy will always go free, whether he gets property or he doesn't get property. What are the two cases, Benj? He gets property when you identify which one. He gets everything else but that one. If you don't identify the property, you don't get any property. Because that might be the one that what that he wanted to reserve. But what he will get is what? Himself. That's Pagin and Dibun. Comes out beautiful. That's the Chiddush of what? That's the Chiddush of Reb Shimon. L'maisa. That's the Chiddush of Reb Shimon. And we want to attach Rava with what? With Reb Shimon here. Okay? That's the Chiddush. Okay? Now, I want you to get down the Rambam and the Perush Mishnayos, okay? Please get this down. The Rambam and the Perush Mishnayos in Peah. You guys ready? The Rambam and the Perush Mishnayos in Peah, Perek Gimel Mishneches, says, when you say one, except for once in 10,000, he says you're Mishar Ksas Mea Evid. This is very interesting. Let's say a guy wants a, he wants to free half his Evid. He wants to free the, wants to free the bad part. Let the bad part go, but the good part of him he wants to keep. Is that good? Meshachar chetzi evdo. What is the Gemara saying? Getting the mem alvim is in a meshuchar. So that's what the Rambam says. Please get this down. The Rimikashi Arama. They say 1/10,000th is not referring to the Evid, and therefore he's Mesharim completely. He was Meshachar ksas from the Evid. Problem is, if you're Meshachar ksas from the Evid, he doesn't go free. So the Nesivus asks, and the Teres Gittin, he asks, why does Rashi have to say that the guy thinks he's a piece of dirt? It's a terrible philosophy, right? No. Person think about another human being, he's not worth it. But that's what he thinks. Why did Rashi say that? Why didn't he say like the Rambam? That you're Mishar from the success of the Evid? Yeah? Why do you think Rashi said what he said? Because if you look and get in the mouth of this, I think you learned it already in Bikiyas. You finished the Masechta already, no? Mazel tov to Aryeh. Finishing the Sikhtas. Amazing. What does it say in the mouth of this? Right, I told you we got a chazer. What does it say there? Rebbe holds, Meshachar Chetzi Evid is good. Meshachar Chetzi Evid is good. Because Rebbe and the Chacham. So Rashi wanted to fit our Gemara even according to Rebbe. So therefore Rashi says 1/10,000 means what? What does 1/10,000 mean? Entire. It means entire Evid. Yes. Because Rashi wanted to make our sug even according to Shimon. Get it down, please. Pinyon. He wanted to make our sug even according to Rebbe. Please get that down. Beautiful pshat. There's getting. Okay. Last nekud on this, okay, and that is that the Rosh adds on the following. The Rosh adds on that we're talking about a case where there's no metaltolin at all. You follow me? We're talking about a case where there's no metaltolin at all. Does that make sense? Remember the whole discussion, Rashi, is there a karka, is there not karka? Did you label the karka? The Rosh adds on, there's no metaltolin law. Why? So the Korban Nisanal says in Ozayin, because if there's metaltolin, then you would not learn out the Din Pagin Dibura from here. Why? Because you could say that his statement meant what? What do you think his statement meant, are you? It meant metaltolin and the Evan. You know what I'm saying? Kol Nechasin Nisunin means what? What does Kol Nechasin Nisunin mean? What does Kol Nechasin Nisunin mean? It meant all his property, meaning what? The metaltolin and the Evan. So basically, you would not be able to see Pagini and Dibura. See, Rebbe Kivager says, how do you mean Mazma that he meant metaltolin? Metaltolin are not nicked in Mishtar. Can't tell me you're Kona Agav, Agav the Evan, because you can't be Kona Agav Evan. Came into Karkanite, he's moving around. The Gemara says above a Kami base. So Rebbe Kivager has a big problem with that. He has a big problem with this. How can he be Mepharish just referring to metaltolin? Can't be talking about metaltolin anyway, because why? Because you can't kona shtar with metaltolin. You follow me? That's a famous cloth. But the Rosh says, why does the Rosh say that we're talking about there's no metaltolin? Because if there be metaltolin, you could always say kona chasin lepluoni means what? Chutz me what? Kavana shakavana metaltolin the evid. Right? Loshna hecha. See, we're trying to point out, Reb Shimon holds, when you say kol nechasai, right? Remember, I said if you say karka kosher, he doesn't get any karka because why? Because it'll always be that karka. If you call that karka, you will get karka. But you have to be talking about when there's no metaltolin because we want to be able to display pagini dibura. How do you display pagini dibura? He gets himself, but he doesn't get any property. But if you're talking about what? If you're talking about metaltolin, then what are you saying? If you're talking about metaltolin, then what are you saying? Then maybe what? Maybe you don't get any karka, and what do you do? You get the metaltolin and the evid. So that downplays, you know what I mean? That downplays Pagini and Dibura because you could say the coal was going on what are you? The metaltolin and the evid. See, why is that not a split though? You know what I'm saying? It still is a split, no? It's not really a split because where do you see a glot split? When the guy goes free himself and he gets nothing else. But if there's metaltolin, he gets himself and all the metaltolin. You don't really see you don't see Pagini and Dibura. You want to have a clean Pagini and Dibura where he gets himself, he gets nothing else. If you have metaltolin around, you follow me, Aryeh? You're going to get the Evan and metaltolin himself together. So that's not going to display Pagini and Dibura. So that's why the Rosh says no metaltolin, says the Korban Asana. That's the Chiddush. You follow what I'm saying? You got me? So that's the Chiddush. That's what we want to tie in. That's the Chiddush. But Rabbi Kivager makes a great horror. He says, you can't be talking about Toplin anyway, because Shtar doesn't get, you can't be Kona the Toplin of Shtar. How do you make Kona the Toplin? Meshicha, Hakbah, right? Kesef, they got rid of Dvar Torah, Mosen, and Konos. So that's the Chiddush, the mice we want to bring out. So what we've created here is a big Machlis and Tanoim here in this din. It's a Machlis and Tanoim and a Machlis Rav and Abaye. And whether it's about classical Pagini the Buddha or not is a major question. But it might be very localized. So if we were writing there's a sefer called Kesef Nifchar. It's called a Sugyas Sefer. It has all the topics in Shas of Pagini and Dibura. When we would write Gittin, I would write in brackets, maybe it's not the classical Pagini and Dibura. You follow what I'm saying? Might be called Pagini and what? According to the Rabban, it's not. According to the Rabban, it's not the classical Pagini and Dibura. According to the Ran, it is. And according to the Bukhanon, it's really, it's not classical because it's all part of the shtar. Yes, Binyamin. Real quick, because we got to close.
Right, so can we say that it can work also by Shara Nafasim, by saying that, it's actually Kinyan Chalipin.
This is a shtar. This case is a shtar.
Right, but you're acquiring something that's worth less than a pruta, and therefore it's Chalipin.
Who's less than a pruta? What are you talking about?
Meaning
property is not less than a pruta.
No, but he's making the kinyan on the
shtar. No, the kinyan is the shtar. The shtar is the kinyan.
But he makes right. But we say the same way that you can hand a shtar to someone but it's still being a kinyan chalipin as long as you don't care what it is, you can do that.
No. Kinyan chalipin is a separate kinyan. Shtar is a raya in the chalipin.
Right, but I'm saying.
No, this is a kinyan shtar.
No,
this is not a shtar raya. It's a kinyan shtar. Right. That's what I'm saying. Kalipin is a separate kinyan. When you write a star, that's a riot. Here you're using the star as a kinyan.
But it's metatlin, though.
No.
It's extended to metatlin.
No, star never is called a metatlin, ever.
But kalipin is.
Okay, but this is not kalipin.
You can do the same one kinyan for
this
both.
Is not kalipin. No, this is not kalipin. This is the case of star. Star. Say star is a good tribe, but this is the case of star. Okay, I see it says 231 right here, so I can't miss that. Computerize. Let's dive into the guys. Great to see everyone back. Hope everyone had a great Pesach. Tomorrow we go back. Now tomorrow.